Radio.
You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
The Pet Doctor is brought to you by Dog.com. For everything and anything dog, shop Dog.com today for all the top brands. Greenies, Frontline, Kong, Nylabone, Royal Canin, and more. Shop at Dog.com and use the promo code SADDOC, S-A-D-D-O-C, and get $15 off your order of $75 or more.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
No matter if you want to find a Korean barbecue restaurant in the middle of Tulsa, Oklahoma, find your way around Sydney, Australia, or learn how to play Mahjong, there's an iPhone app for that. Now, if you want to find the quintessential canine companion, there's an app for that also. My guest today is one of the creators of the new application called Dog Be Mine. We'll learn how this high tech is helping this very emotionally charged process. And once you've chosen the perfect pooch, what to do once you get it home? We'll be right back after this short break.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
There's a movement afoot. ShoeBuy.com. Join the millions of people who shop ShoeBuy.com's over 400 brands and 500,000 products. Order now and get free shipping and free return shipping. ShoeBuy.com, the world's greatest shoe store.
Walk your dog in style and comfort. Enter the code DOCTOR, D-O-C-T-O-R, at checkout and get a 10% discount plus free shipping at ShoeBuy.com.
Love your pets but wish their medications were a lot less expensive? They are at 1-800-PetMeds. You'll not only save on flea and heartworm medications, but on prescriptions for arthritis, incontinence, thyroid, and more. And you get fast service, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, our licensed pharmacists ensure accuracy, monitor drug interaction, and more. See why over 5 million people have trusted their pet's health to 1-800-PetMeds, America's largest pet pharmacy. Call now or order online.
Go to PetMeds.com/doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, to get 10% off any order and free shipping on orders of $39 or more at PetMeds.com.
FTD's network of over 40,000 florists around the world have been creating beautiful handcrafted arrangements for 100 years. Each arrangement is delivered the same day and backed by FTD's 7-day satisfaction guarantee. For a century, people have trusted their most important occasions to the flower experts at FTD.
Since Pet Life Radio is all about puppy dogs and flowers, our listeners, that's you, can get a 20% discount on your order. Just go to florop.com and use the code DR20 at checkout. FLEUROP.com, code word DOCTOR and the number 20.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. Oh Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Antonio Martelli is one of the creators of Dog Be Mine. Antonio, thank you very much for being with us today.
Hi, Bernadine.
And listeners, if this Antonio voice seems to have a bit of an Italian accent, that's because he is. And tell us a little bit about your company, where you're based, and how you came about deciding that you needed to produce Dog Be Mine.
Yeah, probably a bit more than just a bit of accent. We're an Italian company and we're based in Turin, in the north of Italy. And we started developing the application basically because we like very much animals, pets, and in particular dogs. We started developing this application as an Italian application. And the original name was something like Amico Cane, so my friend dog, literally. And we try to collect as many information and utilities about our loved dogs in just one application because we never managed to find another application like this one. And we wanted to do something to fill this gap.
I think it's wonderful. So you being a pet owner, or at least a pet lover, do you own dogs and cats yourself?
Of course. My dog is a French bulldog. And, I've put into the application all the information that I would like to find in order to train the dog and to raise the puppy. And, everything was useful to me since I brought it at my home and tried to collect from as many sources as possible everything that would be useful for another dog owner.
Well, you seem to be, Antonio, very international since you're Italian and you have a French bulldog.
Yeah, at least European.
Very European. And one of the things that's very interesting to me is that breeds across the world very differently and what breeds seem to be very popular. We have some breeds here in the United States that you probably don't have a lot of in Italy and vice versa. So as you've come up with this application, how did you decide which breeds to put into the application?
Well, basically, we tried to put all the breeds we could find about most of the information about the breeds is from an international standardization body called Federation FCI. It's Federation International, and I cannot remember the exact name, but anyway, it's an organ which collects all the information about different breeds, and it is a reference point for all the breeders, and it lists, for example, all the characteristics for a single breed. And it's not just linked to the European and the Italian countries, but I think that it covers most of the breeds you can find around the world.
It sounds similar to our American Kennel Club, AKC, where they have a lot of the various breed characteristics listed and shows the size, etc. When you have this, and you'd mentioned that in Italy it's Amico Cane, is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, Amico Cane.
Amico Cane. But you also have Amico Gatto. So are you going to be coming out with something similar since Gatto is cat for a Be Mine cat?
Yeah, I think so. We're planning to cover most of the domestic pets. And of course, we are already working on the Cat Be Mine version. Now it's called Amico Gatto, and it's already very popular in Italy, and both of the applications in Italy were quite successful. We managed to reach as many people around the world as possible now that the application has been ported to the English version.
Since this is now international, what are some of the other names if people are listening to this in Japan or they're listening to it in Sweden? What would they look for to find Dog Be Mine in their countries?
Currently, there are just two versions. There is the Italian version and the English version, which is distributed all around the world. And we're planning actually to have a localized version also probably in Japan, in Russia, and in France. But currently, We have just these two versions. And in many other countries, anyway, English applications are very popular. People is very used to use English application, for example, in Northern Europe. And it was very popular, for example, in Holland or in Belgium. And actually, much more popular in those countries than in the United States, for example, because, I don't know, probably it's a smaller market, or there are many people, more people passionate about dogs. I don't know.
Well, I think that it has a great application. Last night, I actually tried to download it, as I was mentioning before we came on air, and I'm still kind of going up the learning curve with my iTouch. So I downloaded it, and I was very happy, and I was very surprised to see it was less than a dollar here in the United States. How do you plan, Antonio, to make any money with it being less than a dollar? Such a bargain.
Well, actually, making money was not our first concern. We did this partially also because of fun. It was fun to do this kind of application. It was useful to us in first hand. And actually, if many people like this application, then it's probably also a good reward for us, also economically. But our model is to reach as many people as possible with a very cheap product. More than having a very expensive application. And there are many features that made the application quite popular. I mean, for example, people like, apart from finding information about their dogs, they also like to make their dogs popular. And, for example, publishing photographs of their dogs and something like this. And I think that this application is a good answer to many needs of many pet owners.
So it seems to be, Antonio, a little bit like Facebook for dogs. So now if somebody, you know, really wants to show off their dog of how smart it is, how cute it is, they can use Dog Be Mine and upload photographs. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. There's an unbelievable number of people that wants to show everybody their beloved dogs. So we were actually concerned about in Italy we received hundreds and hundreds of photographs and everybody was really, really happy when they saw their dogs appearing in the application. And we were a bit concerned when we published this worldwide because the risk was to be completely filled by requests and photographs. The idea of making something like Facebook for dogs is something we are thinking about. I think that many people, for example, asked for the possibility of commenting about other dogs or talking with the other dog owners. I mean, they want to get in contact with each other and they want to be community for some aspects.
Well, it's nice to know that dog craziness and likely cat craziness is a worldwide phenomena, and it's not something that the Americans have a monopoly on. So it is worldwide. In your application, getting back to Dog Be Mine, so somebody's thinking, you know, I want a dog, but I'm not really sure what's going to be the best breed for me. You can see dogs in movies. You can go to our dog parks here in the United States and see various dogs there, but I just don't know. Is that the right one? How does your application, Dog Be Mine, help them work through finding that perfect dog?
Oh, well. There's a wide section of the application just dealing with all the information about what to do for choosing a puppy and how to bring it back at home and to feed in the first days. But mainly it's important to really understand your own needs, and then you can easily check with all the different breeds which one is the best fit for you, because there are listed more than 100 breeds of dogs, and for each breed you can find the attitude, the needs, if they are more friendly, if they are I don't know, more joyful, for example, if they tend to make damages around the house because they're always very excited and stuff like this.
It sounds like you're looking into lifestyle. So if you're somebody who likes to be a couch potato, you probably shouldn't get a Jack Russell Terrier that tends to bounce off the walls. So it goes into information such as that?
Exactly. You can start for whatever you want. You can browse through hundreds of photographs for each breed because the application for each breed, as we said, a very easy to understand scheme with a basic photograph and all the information, but you can also browse through a gallery of pictures that people actually publish on Flickr or on other social networks. So you can start just by finding a dog you like by the photograph, but then you can learn much more, also understanding the attitude of this dog.
So you've gone through probably some type of an algorithm finding out that, okay, you want a dog that's under 20 pounds and one that doesn't take a lot of grooming and likes children. So you find this perfect puppy. Do you have various breeders listed, or is that something that people are going to have to do on their own, finding a breeder?
The application as a breeder locator.
So that would be worldwide? How did you find breeders throughout the world? That's pretty good.
Oh, well, basically, we rely on existing services on the internet. For example, most of the information that we show on the maps come directly from Google searches, and it's completely automatic. We didn't invest so much in directly contacting the single breeders until now, but we provided the tools to get in contact with them.
I think that's a great way of doing it. To anyone purchasing a dog over the internet does need to exercise some caution. Things can sometimes sound better than they are. If people in one part of the world want to have a puppy imported from thousands of miles away, do be careful, because once you get that pup, and it's happened to me, clients have brought in a dog that they've gotten from out of the country or sometimes just even out of the state, and that pup is not everything they expected it to be, might be ill, might not have the temperament that they thought. They now have a dog, for better or for worse. So if anyone is listening who's thinking of adopting a dog, it's always best if you can have a local breeder so you can see the dog, meet the people, meet the parents whenever possible, choose the dog that you want instead of just doing it over the internet. If you do get a dog over the internet, see if there can be some safeguards built into this. What happens if the puppy is ill? What happens if it doesn't meet your needs? What type of recourse that you have? So those are things that are very important. Okay, so Antonio, we've purchased this pup. We brought it home. What are some of the first steps that Dog Be Mine will recommend for that maybe first-time dog owner? Can you help with housebreaking?
Of course. You can housebreak the dog, and there are a lot of information about how to feed him the first times, how to make him feel comfortable at home. And then as soon as the dog grows a bit older, how to teach him how to behave, and how not to destroy your house, for example. And
that's very important, not destroying the house.
Yeah, there's an important section about phobias and stress where we talk about all the problems that a puppy may meet when he gets in a new environment, and another section about, for example, bad habits that dog may have. So there are many aspects that you have to consider, and it's very punctual in addressing all those aspects.
Well, we're chatting right now with Antonio Martelli, and he is with Animal Instincts. They've come up with this wonderful application for the iPhone called Dog Be Mine. So we'll be right back with Antonio after this short break. Sit, stay, listen. We'll be right back.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
At Petco, we really love pets. There isn't anything we won't do to make sure they're getting the best products and the best care.
So when you ask us a question like,
so how do you feel about cat condos?
We can say from experience,
feels like home for her.
Enter the code DOCTOR10, DOCTOR, the number 10, and get 10% off any order. No minimum at Petco.com.
Hello?
Danica, where have you been?
Oh, Grandma, I've been busy, you know, racing, GoDaddy girl.
Oh, I built my own online store with GoDaddy.
Really? Let me see. Grandma'sAuction.com. Hey, aren't those Grandpa's golf clubs?
Grandma needs her bingo money.
Use promo code DOCTOR10, DOCTOR, the number 10, and get a .com domain name for just $7.49 at GoDaddy.com. If you ask the question, what do I want? What do I need? I'll take affection. I reach an engine. I need time, I need love, I crave attention.
This is me waiting by the door. With shaking tails and happy hearts. And running circles round the floor. That's always when the party starts.
Oh, they got party.
They are my friends, they are my children, they are the first.
I Love My Pets, the new single by Mark Winter, available on iTunes.
Hello, I'm Deborah Wolf, and I'm inviting you to my animal party on Pet Life Radio. My pet experts will be coming to the party to answer your pet questions, and they'll also be sharing their favorite stories and messages with us, but I'll be asking them some tough questions. We'll get their opinions on the hot-button topics like the pit bull ban, pet food, vaccines, religion, politics, and animals, cat decline, and the latest news, whatever's turning the animal world on its head, we'll be talking about at the animal party. This party's got bite.
Every week, on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
The phrase that pays is dog's best friend.
Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in and we'll see you now.
Antonio, this is really, I think, a very unique and interesting application that you have, Dog Be Mine. Have you been able to find, is there any particular breeds, can you mine information that everyone keeps going to French Bulldogs as being their favorite dog?
we included some statistical option in the application, and we see that some breeds are very popular in different periods of time. For example, there has been a period in which the Akita Inu was very popular due to the movie with Richard Gere. And, well, there are other breeds that are always very popular, like the Alaskan Malamute, for example. The Duke Russell, it's always a winner, for example.
A winner with a lot of energy.
Yeah.
What's your, as you put together this particular application, what are some of your favorite features that you said, I really have to make sure this is in this particular application?
Well, I particularly like the list of the breeds, but I like the possibility of finding a lot of content about each single breed automatically. I mean, If I see a breed I'm interested in, I can watch videos published on YouTube, find photographs published by people around the world. It tends to have a lot of content which are not embedded into the application and that they change very rapidly. It's always interesting to come back maybe on your favorite breeds and see what new photographs you can find, for example.
So this sounds like a living application. It's constantly changing.
Exactly. We try to put into it some of the concept of what is called Web 2.0 and some of the features that are very successful on iPhone applications. So you have some of the contents which are embedded into the application, and you can always bring them with you also if you don't have a connection. So you can, for example, browse through all the characteristics of the bridge, all through all the documentation about how to raising the dog. But there are also a lot of information that are downloaded and refreshed very often from the network, and that are published by other people, so continuously changing.
Have you found, because you'd mentioned earlier in our conversation that people really like sharing their photographs and chatting with each other. Have you noticed a lot of communities being formed of people who are really into Alaskan Malamutes, that you now have this Alaskan Malamute community?
I don't know of any in particular. At the moment, we haven't put on the infrastructure to allow people to talk together. Until now, it's just something many people is asking us, and at the moment we see a lot of people talking to us and asking for a new feature, new dogs, new breeds, but not yet all those people talking each other.
With all these people talking to you, it sounds as though Dog Be Mine is a pretty popular application. How are you faring in these various countries?
Very differently in different countries. In Italy, it was hugely popular. It amazed us how quickly it went on the top of the charts. It stays on the top of the chart for a lot of time. I mean, probably it was, maybe it's a little bit easier in Italy than United States, but we were the first three in the general classific, and we stayed there for 6 months or so. While in other places, we have been much lower. As I said, it was very popular in Holland. It was very popular in Belgium. It was popular in the Asian market. It has been in the top 30 in the United States. It's kind of can be very different scenarios in each country, I mean.
Well, we'll see if the Pet Doctor and Pet Life Radio can kick Dog Be Mine up to a higher ranking here in the United States, because it really sounds very interesting, and I can hardly wait to get my iTouch going so I can actually sync this and start looking at the application. What I've seen online looks very, very fascinating. So you have this Dog Be Mine, and I know that you have Amico Gato, so my friend the cat. Are you going to be coming out with one of these type of applications for the cat and other species also?
Do you mean in the United States about cats in particular?
Well, about cats, but how about ferrets or birds? Are you going to be doing anything for them?
Yeah, I think so. Basically, we had quite a bit of knowledge about dogs directly because we were fond of dogs. So when we built Dog Be Mine, we worked with a very small amount of people. And for all those other applications, we are finding new friends that can help us, because you need to have a lot of passion for those specific animals to understand what you really need for those animals. For example, for Cat Be Mine, which will be probably published in September in the United States, We find a very good partner, and they were really helpful in finding a lot of information and creating a relationship with the breeders and so on. So, of course, if there is anybody interested in helping us building a new application for one of their favorite breed or favorite animal, we are, of course, very open to this.
Well, I think that is wonderful. And one of the things I have not been able to try out yet, what happens when you shake your iPhone and you have Dog Be Mine loaded?
Maybe I can let you hear. But basically, it barks very loudly and you hear something like this.
Wow!
I don't know if you can hear it because the volume is...
That was pretty loud.
Yeah, that's...
Now, I have to say, Antonio, is that your Frenchie barking in the background?
No, this is always application, I mean.
No, I was wondering if that was the your sound of your Frenchie that you used for the application bark.
Yeah, we had to find a lot of different barks, and it was one of them.
Well, I think that's called a little nepotism using your own dog, but I think a very good idea. Well, we've been talking right now with Antonio Martelli of Animal Instincts, based in Italy, who's come up with a wonderful application called Dog Be Mine. It does everything from list all these various dog breeds from throughout the world, not just ones that are popular here in the United States. Gives you overviews of what these breed characteristics are. There's videos and pictures. It helps you choose that just proper puppy, what to do once you get it home, corrective actions that you can have, some of those bad habits they can get into and ways that you can get around it. If you love that dog of yours and you want to upload pictures, go right ahead. There's ways to do it. So this is a wonderful application. Antonio, thank you very much for bringing Dog Be Mine to all these iPod and iPhone users.
Thank you to you, Bernadine.
I think this is a great application, and anyone, whenever you decide to get any pet, cat, dog, bird, snake, make sure you take your time, do your research, because whenever you get a pet, it's for life, their life. So thank you so much for listening today. I'm Dr. Bernadine Cruz with The Pet Doctor, and you've been listening to Pet Life Radio. Please tune in again next week when we'll have more information on how to make you the best pet owner possible. Thanks for listening.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.